Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Born January 25th in Texas, our next guest is a social media sensation, mother, reality star, and adult entertainer who bears the distinction of being the world's smallest proportioned adult dancer, standing at just 3'6" tall. And tonight and tomorrow night, you can see her live on stage at Bazooka's Showgirls. Please welcome Tiny Texie.
Good God dang. When you see pictures of you, Tiny Texie, you that does not proportionately show how petite you are, how small you are. You are Tiny Texie. You are tiny, tiny.
Yes, I am. I am actually 3'6", and I actually only weigh 40 pounds.
Yeah, so that's right. Jake was like, I think it's around 90. I'm like, I think you came
Let's
in, I go.
Let's just put it on the definition of light as a feather.
40, yeah. 40 pounds. I mean, you truly are like, I could curl you with one arm easily.
A lot of people, that's their favorite thing to do with me. And I love doing that. I'd be like, hold out your arm. And they'd be like, why? I was like, you'll see. And then they're just so amazed because they're like, oh my gosh.
But see, but the thing is, and this is what I want to explain to everybody is, you're not what we you don't, it's not dwarfism. It's not, you're not what we would traditionally know as a
actually,
midget.
No, actually, so it's kind of a weird concept because I don't have midget in me and I don't have dwarfism. My body type is just quite where I have a calcium deficiency. You know, I had a little bit of medical issues when I'm growing up, and it unfortunately kind of made my bones very small when I was born. And when I was little, you couldn't even tell.
So you were a regular sized baby.
I was like a regular baby.
Right? And then you grew to about, I mean, you're the size of, what would you say, a 4-year-old?
Excuse me?
How tall? How tall is 5-year-old, 6-year-old?
I actually have a 10-year-old.
Is it 10?
And she's already taller than me.
For the record, I don't have kids, so I don't know the size.
Oh, I'm gonna tell you right now, they're a handful.
I'm like, dude. By the way, you said you have a kid?
Yes.
And how old is she?
She's 10.
And is she the same size as you now?
No, actually, she's very much taller than me.
Oh, that's gotta suck.
Very much.
Does she listen still?
Huh?
Does she still listen?
Oh yeah.
That's definitely a team effort, I'll tell you that.
So this is your girlfriend, Anastasia's with you.
Yes, absolutely.
Now I read, are you guys going to get married? What's your situation?
This is my lovely fiance, yes.
The question, she did say yes.
And you guys, that's right. So you guys met in the industry.
Absolutely. About 6 years ago, I was hired on to be Tiny Texie's makeup artist.
Right.
And, you know, I just spent a long time close to her face, and I just had to tell her, I'm like, you're gorgeous. I just got a crush on you. And she goes, you know what? I kind of hired you because I thought you were kind of cute too.
But you are, of course, and it's weird to throw around terms like normal, but you're a regular size girl.
Absolutely. I would consider myself average, but I am more so on the petite side. I'm about 5'1" and I weigh 100 pounds. So,
but you do look 6 feet tall when she's.
I told her, I said, I was the shortest woman I knew till I met you. She goes, you make me feel normal. I love it.
So
I know.
So, Texie, you grew up in Texas.
Yes.
And at what age did you get into the adult industry? Like, Because that's a crazy jump, because obviously you had a weird childhood.
A lot of people ask me that, like, how did it happen? Honestly, it kind of just followed my luck. I've been dancing since I was 18, so I know the struggles of being a regular dancer, and that's why I have so much empathy and so much, you know, appreciation for all of dancers. And then when I hit, right after my daughter, I hit my 20s, is when I actually got in the featuring industry.
Okay.
It was an opportunity and a great one at that, and I love my job.
So but how'd you get into dancing originally? Because, you know, you don't normally see 3'6".
Oh, boy, she's got a story for you. How did you get into dancing, Miss Tiny Texie?
So, funny thing is, my mom used to be a dancer. And
your mom was a dancer?
Yes, my mother used to be a dancer, and then... So I grew up with it in a way.
Sure.
And after that, you know, I sat down with my family and I was thinking about it. You know, after you graduate and after you hit that high school, you think about, you know, what is my career going to be?
What's it going to be? Yeah, of course.
Honestly, I did not think I was going to be a dancer. But when I was little, my mom and my grandma used to always put up these little curtains behind a fireplace. And they used to give me, like, fruit or anything they could find to use as a microphone. I would dance, and I would sing.
Because the fireplace is like the size of a stage.
My parents would sit on the couch, and they'd be like, yeah! I'm like, yeah!
That's hilarious.
When it came down to it, you know, I sat my family down. I was like, hey, you know, I want to be a dancer. And they're like, huh?
I'm still back on the idea that an empty fireplace was a stage.
And there's a curtain that you can literally... She was like, oh my God.
That's genius. That's genius.
Especially for her, that's almost a full-size stage.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, yeah. So you end up, and you realize because you are petite, because you are so small, 3'6", 40 pounds,
yes.
It's super interesting, right? It's something we haven't seen before.
No, and because, that's why a lot of people are very, very, they think I'm very, like, what's the word I'm looking for, Ben?
You baffle a lot of people.
Yes.
Yeah.
I intimidate a lot of people, too.
Sure. Well, listen. What are you supposed to do, right? Like, you have this challenge in life. You're only 3'6". You're 40 pounds. I mean, simple stuff.
Oh, when we go out, it's so much hilarious because, you know, you have men hitting on my woman, you know, because she's so beautiful.
Right.
They're like, yeah, hi. You got 2 kids? Okay, I can take it on. I'm like, uh-uh, buddy. That's not what this is, and that's not what happened. You better move along.
And my favorite fire back is, that's my fiance. They're like, oh, no way. I'm like, this is my woman.
That's little daddy right there. That's little daddy right there.
That's so great.
That
so you have a daughter. So before you've not always decided you were with women, right? Like so you obviously had a boyfriend or a one night stand anyway.
No, I made that baby. No, I'm just kidding.
Right?
No, actually, I was involved at the time before my fiance,
right.
And you know it was a good long run, and I had my daughter. I had 2 kids actually.
Wow.
And it was the best experience of my life.
Sure.
Unfortunately, a tragic happen event, and you know things don't obviously last
look,
forever.
I agree with you. Women are better than men. I wouldn't mess with.
He knows what he's talking about.
Look, girls are much better.
And then after that, you know, I started out my life and my career, and then I met my beautiful woman here.
And now have you jumped into film at all? Have you done any adult films?
By what?
Have you done any adult films?
Yes, that actually fell very quickly in my lap.
I think my favorite thing to say to people is if you Google Tiny Texie, I want you to tell me the first thing that pops up.
Right.
Yeah.
Usually it's a TikTok or corn.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right,
and that's
right.
One of our two funniest favorite things.
The funniest thing is when we get the dads and the sons, and you know, the sons and the kids know me from TikTok, and the parents are like, how do you know her? And then the kids are like, wait, how do you know her? And they both can't explain how they know me.
Yeah,
they're just like, yeah, TikTok, yeah. But really, I'm looking at the dad, I'm like, you know how you
Pornhub.
So,
yeah.
So
know,
everybody
you know.
In the family gets a little love from Texie.
That's
then
great.
You see the wife over there like,
Yeah, right. No, dude. So you're going to be at Bazookas. You're going to be performing tonight and tomorrow night. So Friday, Saturday night here in Kansas City at Bazookas, the legendary Bazookas.
Yes.
Is it your first time here?
I am super excited
Is it your first time?
Yes.
Yep. So I'm telling you guys, there's nothing I can say here. When we're talking about this to Tiny Tex, you can Google her. But even in the photographs, 5.5 million people on TikTok, tens and tens of thousands, up like around 60,000 people on Instagram. Even in those photographs, I still could not get the correct perception of...
It never does it justice in a photo. She, in a photo, because she's so well proportionate,
yeah.
She is the most proportionate little person I've ever seen. And as we hit on, she doesn't have... dwarfism. She doesn't have, you know, she has a calcium deficiency. And our joke is, you know, when she was younger, her bones just stopped growing.
Yeah.
So she's
my mama just
perfectly proportioned, you know.
And strangely enough, there's a disease I know about. It's called hypophosphatasia. Mm-hmm. And that's, is that something like what you have?
She has something called, and diagnosis, Kinney Caffney. Yes.
Okay. But it's where the calcium leaches from your bones. And so this other one. But it just gave you small, growth plates?
So to me, upon doing research, her bones just stopped taking in that amount of calcium.
Okay.
Yes.
So they just stopped. It's like they're in a little time capsule and they've got all the calcium they're going to get. No matter how much she adds, she's not going to grow. She's not anything like that.
From what I've discovered and what she discovered is I'm the longest with my condition to live and pass 30.
Wow. Is it what it's?
I'm 32 right now.
I didn't realize it was fatal.
The woman that was before me, she only lived to be at least 29 to 30.
How's your health?
She had a heart. My health is actually okay. I'm not gonna lie to you. You know, we all got a little knickknacks here, paddy wacks. But I try my best to keep my health as much as intact as I can.
Yeah.
It's a struggle, you know. This career does take a toll on your body, and a lot of people don't understand that. Even as a regular dancer, you know, that's why I said I have so much respect for regular dancers. Yeah. From being a regular dancer, it takes a lot.
You don't
on
climb
your
the
body.
Pole. Do you climb the pole?
She absolutely does.
Dude, that's like
she
that's
can
like
climb a 30-foot pole.
That's like a 100-foot pole to somebody else.
Yep. The biggest fear she has is when I do my upside down drop.
Yes,
she hates it.
I can't agree more. I could not agree more that you're talking about at 3'6". You know, a 30-foot pole is like a 60-foot pole. Yeah. You're talking about a 6-story drop.
Yeah.
You're talking about...
I climb all the way to the top, and I drop.
Upside down.
No.
I go, and I go, baby.
If you're my girlfriend, you'd be wearing a goddamn helmet.
You're like, oh,
I'd be like, you put the helmet on, and you can go up. It'll be fine, but you're wearing
Believe
a helmet.
Me, you'll see her. My boss is like, don't you go up there. She's like, but you're going to fall.
So when you were... Tell me this, because if you're just joining the show, Tiny Texas with us. She's a bazookas this weekend, 3'6", 40 pounds. And an adult actress, an exotic dancer, TikTok sensation. You've done your own reality show, will you?
My goal is, like I said, is to make a difference. Make a difference to people, to see and not judge people, no matter what size you are, whether you're big, small, you know, skinny, fat, you know, whatever the case may be. I don't want anybody to judge anybody. And I want people to see my size as, look, you may be different, but you're a human being.
Of course.
And that's what matters. And I deserve love. I deserve to be sexy. I deserve, if I want to feel free to show my body, I'm going to show my body.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
And
listen,
you
if
know
I
what?
Could throw.
I'm a 32-year-old woman with a 10-year-old kid. I'm going to live my life.
And you got to pay for that kid.
Otherwise.
And you got to work, right?
Yes.
Like this,
and
is
that's something
my family. This is how it goes.
Correct. And so, that's something we've hit on in a big term. As you said, you know, when you're 18, what got you into this? She sat down and had a realization. Hey, in order
I
to work
do
at a.
Job.
You've, yeah. you, this is either a. You can call it a disability or you can call it your gift, because this is what's drawing people in. They'll go, I want to go see Tiny Texi. Why do you have 5.5 million people? The first thing was the visual to draw them into who you are. Then that's what holds them.
Yes.
But I don't think the problem with people, I think, wouldn't be as much with you, Texi, as you, Anastasia. Like, they go, what's the story? Like,
they absolutely do have a problem with anyone.
Because you look like
that is
you're child-sized. Yeah. And so... When you first started to become sexual, like you're growing up, you're going through puberty, you meet a guy, right? That's got to be, like, the guys, that's what kind of guys are coming in? Like, because you go, okay, I want love from a guy who really loves me, and then you got to get the guys who are really into really small girls, right? Like, that's a weirdo. That's really hard. I mean, that's really tough. You deserve to have love. You deserve to be
Hey, man,
loved.
I know you just called me a weirdo.
Not you. Come on. But you know what I'm talking about, right? Like it's the elephant in the room. Like it's part of this. So
there had to be a vetting process when who's there for the right reason.
You know, how'd you find your first boyfriend? That's kind of tough, right?
Quite a bit. You know, I do get those people that are very curious in a way where it comes off a little bit, I guess you want to say rude, but being in this industry for so long, nothing bothers me.
No.
You want to ask me whatever you want to ask me.
I was talking
right
more
ahead.
About.
I'm an open book, baby.
I was talking more about like when you were a teenager, like when you were, you know, learning to fall in love and you're meeting a guy. Like, how was it tough?
It was very tough. You know, high school. You know, trying to be like the other girls and fit in to get a boyfriend or
were
get
they
a
cool
girlfriend.
With you?
I will say I chase more girls than I did boys.
Good for you. But I mean, listen.
I just love her.
I know people are cruel, but you're so cute. Like, you're just so cute, like, and you're so pleasant that I gotta imagine people were at least the majority were nice to you.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because I don't know why society is this way, but when somebody is petite
society
and very cute,
society, I've learned, is very not open to difference.
Right.
They are very skeptical. They're very scared. And it's also because, you know, I hate to say it, but it's with social media. It's
of course.
TV. It's what, you know, everything intrudes on how we look at each other. And it's not just my height. I've looked at other people, regular people, and they're discriminated for whatever reason they are. Do I like it? No. Do I overcome it? Yes.
Of course. Listen, the world is the world, right?
In this world, it's a cruel world.
That's right.
I hate to say we live in a cruel world.
That's of course we do. And that's the problem, right? You did.
That is the problem.
And people, anybody who takes a shot at you is the worst kind of person because
you know what? That's why, baby, you get your shield. And you get your armor,
yeah.
And you stand up there and you walk through it the best way you can.
That's right. And you can't cry about it because it ain't going to change a thing. It's
I try my best not to let people tear me down.
That's
it's
right.
It's hard.
That's right.
It's very.
That's where Anastasia comes in to whip an ass.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
One of the biggest things that I can say about Texie is she has a great support system and a great team behind her. I mean, whether or not it's myself being Anastasia or Miss Chanel over here. Speaking of that, guys,
Chanel's opening the show.
That's absolutely.
Chanel's an Okie.
Tonight at Bazookas.
How are you? How are you this morning? Is this Chanel?
I'm good.
How long have you been working with this crew, this circus you're running around with?
Okay, so Tiny Texie kidnapped me 4 years ago. I just want to put that out
there. She kidnapped you 4 years ago?
Do it, Chanel. Do it.
I just accepted it at this point.
Were you dancing before you met them?
Yes.
Okay. So
walked in and stole her from her home club.
God, yeah. They're just running in and just grabbing all the cute girls and leaving with them. That's what you've been doing,
Texie.
Look
at her. She's freaking gorgeous.
Of course, yes. But so let me get this. You're out dancing. You meet Anastasia. You decide, whoosh, now you've had Anastasia in the crowd. Then you meet Chanel. Then you grab her up.
Hey, you can never have too many.
I'm going to listen. I just feel like you're going to take half the staff of Bazookas with you when you leave.
I think that might be right. I mean, hopefully they got some baddies out there. You guys got to come see all the girls out at Bazookas tonight and tomorrow. You got a big, big show in store. Not just one, but two big shows in store.
And I cannot sell this hard enough. It's going to be spectacular in its moment. Like when you walk out on stage, because you are so very petite, so very small. When we say little person, we all imagine
what
we
know. Oh, believe me.
Yeah, right? Yeah, because
you will see me.
It's all nude, right? Yeah. And you, I mean, fearless, but it is striking how small you are. I mean, 3'6", but you're in good shape, you know? And were you ever worried about getting fat? Like, because you are in great shape.
I'm not going to lie. You think I work out? Do you really think I work out?
Yeah, I do. I swear to God. I swear to
baby,
God.
Baby, the only thing I work out is my mouth, and it ain't even a sexual thing. It's tacos, baby. Tacos, hamburgers. We talking pizzas. I don't want no little shit, but give it a big stuff. I want all of it.
Listen, you got to work out. If you're climbing a 30-foot pole, that's like me climbing a 90-foot pole.
Hey, bigger is better, okay? I may be little, but hey.
Yeah, you're strong, right?
I need a big-size queen bed. What you got?
Who's the top and who's the bottom between you and your girl, then?
Oh, that's very, interchangeable.
Is that right?
Have this thing, right, and she gets a crack out of it because a lot of people ask the same question you did about male, female.
Yeah.
I have a saying. I like my men tall. I like my women small.
Do you still enjoy men? Is that a possibility? But you guys are together, or do you have an open relationship?
Being with someone in the industry, I think... I mean, to be completely honest, personally speaking, I think monogamy is dead these days.
Yeah.
I honestly do.
Sure.
I think, you know, coming into a relationship with her when I first got with her, she was already in this industry. I told her from the beginning, I'm never going to tie you down. I'm never going to ask you.
Do what be who you are.
If you decide to have 7 boyfriends and 7 girlfriends, I'm okay with that. You know, and if that's what you decide, I support that. You know. So
well, because you can't change who somebody is.
Precisely.
If you come in, it's like somebody, if you get into a relationship and they say, oh, I'd like you to come off the road. I don't want you to do this
nowadays,
anymore.
Nowadays, all you see are poly relationships or open relationships. It's like nothing is what it used to be anymore. But what I say, if it works for you and you're happy and you and your partner are happy, that's all that matters.
Now, are you still making films?
Am I what?
Are you still making adult films?
Yes, I am.
So you're still doing that as well. So it's would you say that it's to your advantage to be petite financially in that industry, or would it be to the girls who are taller make more money?
I think that's an opinion question.
Yeah.
To me, because I think it's
average women can make as much as she does or anybody else.
But I think you're special.
Correct.
You know? Absolutely. About the niche, I think.
But not to mention, for every person that loves her, there's two people that don't like her.
Right.
So at the same time, it's a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
There are average women making twice the amount as her. There are average women not even making half the amount as her. It's all about the longevity and how you push yourself forward and how you promote yourself in the business and the industry. One thing I can speak about Tiny Texie is she owns every single right to all of her films.
Well, that's the first thing you do. That's absolutely the smart way you got
it. That's one of the smartest things that she's ever done.
Yeah, that's it. You make sure you own everything.
Because I want to make sure, you know, as you know, I do have a daughter. You know, I want to make sure when I grow up, I have the choice to take everything down if I want to or not.
That's right. That's exactly right. That's my decision.
See, because I don't want anything to harm my daughter down the line or anything like that.
I had not even thought of that.
Everything I do is for my daughter. That's actually the reason why I got in this.
And when you say, thought of that.
I think in terms of money and ownership and how the money comes back to you and the fact that you own all the rights to everything financial, I never considered the idea that if you don't own it, then somebody else keeps it up. If your daughter gets to an age where she starts to hear or know, or you don't want to share that, then you actually have the right to pull all that because you own the rights to everything. That's brilliant.
And in the end, all the money I have goes straight to my daughter. So if she decides she wants to work when she grows up, she can. She has that option. But if she doesn't, she also has that other option to be taken care of the rest of her life.
I'm making our daughter get a job. She will have a work ethic.
What if your daughter wants to peel? What if she wants? What if she wants to be a dancer?
My daughter already has a job, but she already wants to dance.
He said, "What if your daughter wants to dance?
What if she wants to dance when she's
older?" You know
what?
A lot of people ask me that.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of people are like, "Oh, I would never let my daughter do that." Look, I am not one of those people. If my daughter wants to do something, I will show her the best proper way to do it, and I will guide her the best way I can. Yeah. Now, no parent wants to hear, "Oh, how could you let your daughter become a dancer?" You know what? It's a free world.
And yeah, when they're 18, there's no lesser.
She's going to go down the wrong
and
path.
And every parent knows if you go against that child, they're going to rebel and make bad choices. She would rather support her daughter and have her make better choices or teach her the best way to make safe choices if she were to take that route.
I mean, look at me. I'm 18. I've been in this already 32
You're 32,
years.
Crazy. You did that backwards, babe.
So now, are you going to get married to Anastasia? Are you guys going to get married?
We still get married, babe?
Duh.
Really? Who asked who? Who asked who to marry?
I popped the question on her on New Year's on stage during the middle of her performance at a St. Louis club 2 years ago.
Wow. Listen.
It was one of my old home-based clubs.
Did you know it was going to happen?
No.
I thought a little bit was a little weird because she never wears a white dress.
Chanel, okay.
Did you know Chanel?
Chanel's one of the only people that knew, and I was so close with Chanel the month before it happened. She goes, "Are you cheating on me with Chanel?" And I was like, "No, she's helping me get
you." They were going places without me knowing, and they went out of town, and they did all this stuff. I'm like, hold up. We just got this girl. I got her for both of us. Why you spending all this alone time with her?
Right? Now, you just said both of us. Now I got to ask, have you guys had a three-way?
I don't know. You guys might have to click those links to find out.
I don't
there
know
you
what
go.
I mean.
There
come
is.
On now. You got to find out this stuff on your own. I can't give all the details.
If you're joining the show, Tiny Texie, T-E-X-I-E. She's a bazooka. She's doing two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow night. And
along with Miss Do It Chanel as well. Yes. She's going to be
that's right.
Miss
Chanel's
tomorrow.
Opening the show. Mm-hmm. And you, listen, I would keep you all morning. How you feel? Are you ready to go to get something, a little rest? How you feeling?
You know what?
I know you were a little off earlier, so
I was. I'm not a morning person.
I understand. Yeah.
But I'm actually okay. You know, I pick myself up the best way I can, and I'm here right now, and that's all that matters.
Well, listen, what I'm saying is, I'll take a break and come back, and we can hang. Or if you're ready to go take a nap, you can do. I just don't want to. I want you to feel good because you're a good person. I like you.
Aw.
I would go to the show. I'm going out of town to pyro school this weekend, so.
Cool.
Yeah, no, I love blowing stuff up. So we're taking our first stage of that. Otherwise, I would absolutely be there.
Common. I love blowing stuff up.
Me too, right? Right? Do you really like fireworks and everything and stuff? I'm a huge, or was that a sexual innuendo? Or both?
Both. I think both.
All right. But I'm a huge fan. And I mean, I've got flamethrowers. I've got all kinds of crazy ass stuff.
If you check out our YouTube, you can see all kind of stuff just like that.
Yeah? Oh, dude, I would check it out.
They were 50 calibers.
I saw the 50 cal.
I heard they were playing the 50 cal video earlier. Yeah.
I've shot a 50 cal before, and I know how serious that is. Those 50 cal Barretts, those rifles.
Oh, you try having your fiance in the background trying to muzzle her because she can't be quiet during the whole video.
I'm crying because I think she's about to shoot her face off or her shoulder and blow back. And
well, it didn't help. Also, they're like, potentially your fiance could go to the hospital in an ambulance, and she's like, "What? Why?" They're like, "Well, it could actually dislocate her shoulder or at the end of the chest day. Or you know wherever she puts it." She's like, and I'm like, you need to remove her now. You're never going to get your video. I'm just telling you right now. And they're like, ma'am, we have to, like, just keep it calm. We've been quiet. You're like,
The only thing
I'm like, compose yourself. And sure enough, right after the video, right? After I did it, she was like, okay.
You slid about 4 feet.
You did.
I mean, when that gun went off, it pushed her backwards.
Straight.
And she slid 4 feet backwards, like cartoon
everyone
style.
Everyone says I had a reason to be nervous.
Yeah,
she
only broke
a tooth. She only broke a tooth.
Did you break a tooth when you did it?
I didn't break anything.
Chanel says. All right, Chanel.
That's when you chipped your front. And we had to go get your dental work done.
Did you chip?
I broke that part.
You chipped your tooth. Yes.
No bones.
You have like calcium in your bones, right? Like you got to be careful with that. They're not spending half their time trying to keep you from getting busted. Climbing up a 30-foot
pole. I think
though,
growing up shooting guns all my life, that kind of helped a little.
Yeah. So that's interesting. So your parents would do things like take you out and teach you to shoot. They didn't treat you like a China doll. They were like, look, you're gonna learn to do stuff. Like, so you would learn to shoot guns.
That way you can protect yourself.
And you would learn
to
shoot guns.
Did your parents shelter you, or did they let you go out?
So I was raised by my grandparents, and yeah, they did shelter me quite a bit.
Okay.
Mostly my grandpa did it. He was like, no, let her do this, let her do that. And he was the one that taught me all the manly things of going hunting, skinning a hog, skinning a turtle, skinning a fish. You
Why
know,
are you skinning a hog?
Things.
You're not big enough to skin a hog, for God's sake.
Don't let her fool
my
you.
My grandma was mostly you, like her. You would have had don't to do stand, this, don't do that. No, no,
stand
no.
Stand on the hog and skin it. It would have been like someone slaying a dragon, a fat dragon.
They're good eating. Don't you know that?
They're good eating.
I'm with you, yes.
Heck, a squirrel's even better. What do you mean?
That's more your size.
I think the first time when I took her, I told her I wanted to try alligator or raccoon. She's like, oh, you'll never get me to do that. I made it one time and I
alligator.
Let her eat it. She didn't know. She thought it was chicken.
Yeah, yeah. No,
it
I tried alligator.
Chicken.
I'm not
it
eating raccoon.
Turtle.
Those trash bandits. I'm not eating a raccoon, man. That's like, you. Yeah, where did Texas did
oh,
you
I don't tell her anything I cook now. I just let her eat it.
That's why I cook the dinners.
She told me I had to stop cooking. She's like, I don't know what you're feeding me at the time.
So where do you live now? Where do you live? What city do you live in now, Texas?
Right now we are based in Chicago.
Okay.
That's where my fiance lives. So it's easier for us whenever we have a lot of bookings over here.
Okay. So you, by the way.
But I'm actually originally from Corpus Christi, Texas.
That's right. But so we are in Kansas City, obviously, now. Bazookas, we're going to be two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow night. And people can find you on TikTok. They can find you on Instagram. Chanel, can they find you?
Instagram.
Instagram. Oh, yeah. What do you wonder on Instagram?
It's Do It Chanel.
Do It Chanel. D-O-I-T Chanel, C-H-A-N-E-L. Mm-hmm. And what about you, Anastasia?
My Instagram is I Am Anna Graves with one N.
Hey, Gregory. Will you put all of those links up on our Facebook page?
Will do.
All right. Very good, man. So listen, I'm so glad you came in this morning. I know you weren't feeling $1 million, but what a great interview you are. You are just wonderful.
I think
I'm really
you guys
raised
your spirits. Yeah.
I actually hope to do this again. Y'all have an amazing crew. And y'all just, it's gorgeous here. I love it.
Listen, come back anytime. I mean that. Like, anytime you want. We'll go out. We'll blow some stuff up. I got a flamethrower I'll bring in. We'll go down there and shoot flamethrowers out in the air. You tell me what you want to do.
Sign me.
And I am in. I mean, telling you, Chanel.
You throw some food in there too?
Hell yes. Hell yes, man. Have you tried the barbecue in Kansas City?
Texie's allergic to barbecue sauce.
Oh,
damn.
She have
that don't
now.
Mean she won't eat some brisket, though.
That's all right, go get you some dry, for sure.
Hey, you can still make ribs and I'll put the sauce on it. It's
that's
okay.
That's right. She is Tiny Texie. She is going to be at Bazooka 17 Main in Kansas City. Two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow night. Thank you, Anastasia. Thank you, Chanel, for
thank
coming
you so
by.
Much.
And thank
I
you.
Appreciate you guys.
Thank you very much for coming in today.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!